Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with the editor of the Daily Gazette. That is Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. It's really windy out there, isn't it?
It is windy out there today, and it's out of the northwest, which means it's brisk, and it can pull your hat right off your head, let's say, if you're not careful. The breeze that's blowing through New York with the Civil Liberties Union criticizing 11 cities across the state has arrived in Schenectady and Troy as well.
Yeah, what they're doing is criticizing these cities for their so-called nuisance ordinances that they say hurt domestic violence survivors and other crime victims. The focus here is on ordinances that allow municipalities to track police calls for alleged nuisance conduct. If, for example, the police are called to a certain address too often, the city can reach out to the property owner to fix the problems or to face a penalty. And if you're renting an apartment, that means that your landlord would be called. In practice, the Civil Liberties Union says the ordinances can lead to people being punished or evicted for calling the police and reaching out for help. Broader point, they said, is that these ordinances violate people's constitutional and civil rights and undermine community safety by discouraging people from calling for help. Schenectady officials, however, say they crafted their ordinance specifically to protect crime victims and with ACLU or Civil Liberties suggestions in mind. They, in Schenectady, they say they're open to discussing this and figuring out how to make their ordinance better. You know, the call to repeal these laws across the state came from a coalition that included the Civil Liberties Union, the Empire Justice Center, and the State Coalition Against Domestic Violence. They listed 9 cities as having no protection for victims. Schenectady and Rochester included for having ordinances that recognize that it shouldn't be used to punish victims, but the Civil Liberties Union said they still risk punishing innocent tenants and others in need of police assistance. Schenectady passed its most recent nuisance ordinance in 2016. Its prior version focused on businesses. This new one includes residential property. They know in Schenectady that since the law has been passed, no property owners have been brought in to face these kind of penalties yet. We talked to Melanie Trimble. She's the director of the New York Civil Liberties Union Capital Region Chapter. She said that protections meant to protect crime victims just aren't enough. All of the ordinances, including Schenectady, should be rescinded, she said. There are other ways to protect, to combat these underlying issues of nuisance properties. She says nuisance ordinances are simply ordinances that target people who are already having a difficult time maintaining a residence. Again, in the city of Schenectady, he said that they specifically tried to make sure that crime victims weren't going to be hurt by this legislation, and the city attorney noted that tenants have other standard protections against eviction. So again, City of Schenectady is interested in making sure that it moves to protect crime victims. Civil Liberties Union would like all these nuisance ordinances rescinded.
We will continue to follow this story as it develops. Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us this morning. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or you can listen to our entire discussion at WAMC.org. Judy, thank you.